Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Joe. I'm calling from Milestone Capital. Is this Ms. Pierce?
Yes, it is.
How you doing, Annette?
I'm okay.
Great. Very quickly, I'm not going to take too much time from you. I'm calling from Milestone Capital. What we do here, we fund businesses, and you're still the owner of a Grandview Park, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what we do here, I mean, the reason I'm calling is because you looked into financing some time back. I don't know how long ago, but you did. And we just want to go ahead and provide you with the most profitable options to help your business grow and expand. How long you been in this business?
25 years.
Wow, 25 years. That's a long
Yeah.
time.
Yes, it is.
You
Yes,
must like it,
it
I guess.
is. Yeah. It has
I
to.
think if you stay that long on a certain business, I think you like it.
Yes. Yes.
Or you have a lot of bills.
Maybe of all of the above? No.
Okay. And what type of business is this?
We rehabilitate horses, injured horses for our clients, and we try to
Okay.
heal, and then they go back to their prospective careers, whether it's jumping or racing or that good stuff.
Oh wow. Okay. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, it
So,
is.
and do you have any cash advances or any loans at the moment, Ms. Pierce?
I do. I'm so afraid I'm going to lose service. If we do, I'll have to text because I'm in a bad area. And
Okay.
I do
Okay.
have four
Okay, and then
cats.
how much are they?
The one is just to start off, it was a really bad deal and it was my very first one, so I kind of just kind of learned since then. It's with Fundworks and it's 9,900 now. With the interest that they slapped on me, it was originally 20. With the interest, it was almost 30. And then they came along and took
Oh wow.
$2,000 for a broker fee. It was so bad.
Sounds like it. So how much is now? I mean, the last time you saw it.
9,900 is pretty much where it is right
Okay.
now. So it's come a
Okay.
long way. And then there's
Okay.
big
Yep.
fund. That's
Yeah, it looks like.
$900. And then there's Wide Merchant. That's
Okay.
5,000.
And there's another 5,000.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me see here. And what is your monthly revenue in this business?
About 36,000.
Okay. Okay. And are you the only owner or you have partners?
No, I'm the only owner.
Okay. And if I was able to get you some capital, maybe to get you off these loans or whatever, maybe expand or get more new equipment, how much would you be looking for, Ms. Pierce?
If we could consolidate those positions, I was hoping anywhere between 40 and 60 because we are trying to expand into also have a 501 that runs alongside Grandview, and it's
Okay.
to rescue the racehorses from the slaughter pens.
Okay.
So, and I need to
Okay.
know where in blah blah blah.
Of course. I understand. And how soon would you need it?
As soon as possible. As soon as
Okay.
I can get it, I can go rescue another
Got
horse,
it.
which is the cheapest part of the whole thing,
Got it.
and go from there.
And the best contact number I have for you, Annette, it's 2900. Is that the best contact number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And let me see here. And the best email that we have right here, it's pierce.construction@yahoo.com. Is that what it is?
No, that's a whole separate business that has nothing to do with that anything else.
Okay, go ahead and give me go ahead.
The email that you're going to use is Leslie, Leslie, dot, G as in Grand, V as in Victor, F as in Frank, at iCloud.com.
Okay, let me go ahead and get that back real quick.
Okay.
Okay, so it's going to be leslie.grant@icloud.com.
No. It's Grandview Farm abbreviated. GVF, like good. It's Good Victor Frank. So it's GVF.com.
Okay. Good Victor Frank.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. So how do you spell Leslie? Can you just go ahead and spell it for me? That way I can get it right.
Yes, L-E-S-L-I-E.
Okay, perfect. And it's going to be at iCloud.com.
Correct.
And what is the name of the company? It's Grandview Farm, correct?
Correct.
Got it.
And the only thing I ask is not to shoot my information all out because I can't stand all the callers.
No. We keep this very confidential. We don't share this information. Only the underwriter will have it, and that would be just to present you with an offer. After that, everything should be secure. Yes, ma'am. So this is what I'll do, Ms. Pierce. What I'll do is this. As soon as we hang up the phone, I'm going to go ahead and send you an email to this email that you just gave me. And it's going to, on that email, there's going to be an application. Go ahead and fill it up. You can go ahead and do it on your cell phone or computer. As soon as you fill it up, go ahead and forward three or four statements, bank statements. And in the next few hours, one of my best underwriters will get in touch with you, and he will present you with an offer based on the information you just gave me. If you think it's doable, if you think they got the best terms, go for it. If not, just go ahead and leave it alone. You haven't signed up for anything yet. Okay?
Okay. It'll be a little bit before I can get that to you. I'm in a no service zone.
Okay. As soon as you can do it, as soon as you have access to those forms, that'd be awesome, okay? I mean, I know that you're probably busy, but as soon as you can go ahead and do that.
Okay, sounds great.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Annette, for letting me help you and take the first steps to get you this offer, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.